I always mention to you that a lot of people give up a lot of stupid things for Lent, like chocolate or this or that or the other. You don't have to do that. God will give you the penance that He thinks you need the best. And of course, here we are, you know, a good part of the parish is sick, including me, because that's our penance. And of course, I can speak now, but a few days ago, I could not speak almost at all. And so that is our penance, my penance. It is not pleasant. But we have to have penance. Penance so that we can join our Lord Jesus Christ in the suffering that He endured for our salvation, for which He came, to give up His life as a ransom for the many. And mind you, just as we say at the consecration, He says a ransom for the many. He doesn't say for all. For some years there was a horrible translation where at the consecration of the chalice, the priest said, for you and for all. That is totally wrong. For you and for the many. And the many is a specific term that speaks those who believe, those who obey, those who follow me. And so hopefully we are among the many, and we will not end up in the eternal fires of hell, which is what would happen otherwise. So St. Lazarus dies. He knew it. And the two sisters, St. Martha, the very active one, and St. Mary, the very contemplative one, and they represent the two main branches of the religious women of the church. The nuns who are cloistered are Mary, the contemplative ones, who don't go out and don't get all excited about everything. St. Martha are the ones who are out helping in orphanages, hospitals, and so forth. And both of them are represented here. But St. Martha goes out and says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have not died. And of course, that's not the way it was to be. Our Lord says, this illness is not to end in death. It is for the glory of God. And of course, He is God, the glory of God, my glory, that the Son of God, that is He, Jesus Christ, may be glorified through it. Now they arrived, and Jesus says, where have you laid him? Now the apostles did not understand anything, just like most people. Because our Lord says, he is sleeping. And of course, it was considered, even now, that when a person is very sick and they can sleep, that they're getting better. When they cannot sleep, when they're thrashing about in their bed, that is no fun. And of course, I always maintain that nighttime and the bed is the sick person's worst enemy and best friend, both. But our Lord did not mean this kind of sleep. He meant the sleep of death. Lazarus is dead. They did not yet understand what he was doing. So he comes, and Martha comes out, and then she sends for Mary. Mary, get out here. Our Lord is here. And she hurries out. I have told you that he will rise. Do you not believe this? And she says, yes, Lord, I believe that at the end of time, at the day of the resurrection, he will rise. But it's not the day of the resurrection. Not for everybody, not yet, not for you and me. And so Martha says, I know he will rise on the last day. But that was not the last day. We're still here. And so our Lord says, I am the resurrection and the life. It is I who am the resurrection and the life. It is from me that you shall rise from the dead and that you shall receive your life again. But not just this life, but a much better, more glorious, and permanent life
that will never end. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. And he has come, but they have not yet understood it. Where have you laid him? Come, Lord. And then he exclaims to the workmen, open the tomb, roll the stone, which weighed about 2,000 pounds. There's no way Martha or Mary could have done it. And then she says, Lord, there will be a stench. He's been in the tomb for 4 days. And of course, whenever there is death, there is a stench. Nowadays, we have all kinds of things that we do to the dead, just like the Egyptians, but it doesn't really work very long. And the person who is dead, in a few days, begins to putrefy, and everything goes in, and the stomach explodes, and everything goes out. Death is not fun. But this is not the case of Lazarus. And so he says, open the stone, and then he calls out, Lazarus, come out. Now, Lazarus was bound up like a mummy, just like our statues during the last few weeks of Lent. Lazarus, come out. And then he does. He jumps off the stone that was his bed. And he jumps out, and everybody sees him and exclaims, oh my goodness, what is this? And then Jesus says, unbind him. Take away all these bandages. And he is loosed. And he lives. He returns to life. And so, untie him and let him go. So it will be at the end of time. Our Lord will return in glory. And he will tell us to come out, no matter where we are. And even if our body is gone already, even if it's one atom, our body will be reconstituted as it was, but not like it is now when it's falling apart, but as it was when we were about 20 or 30 and beautiful and young and strong. Untie him and let him go. This was for the glorification of God, of Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity become man. Many of the Jews who had come to Mary to consult her began to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.